Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for the good theme that is just welling up in my heart this morning, Lord, as I just think of that in John 15, where you said we are already cleaned by your words. And I think, Lord, that your words come from your thoughts, Father God, and we realize that we're not a product of ourselves, but we are your products, your children, your desire brought us into this world. Thank you, Father God, that our lives are found in you. Thank you, Lord, that we came for, even as we were formed in our mother's wombs, Lord, we came from you and the days were ordained, were written. And thank you, Lord, for the wonderful gospel. This is the gospel. This is your thoughts that had us in mind, that you are mindful of us. And so thank you, Father God, that you let us hear the gospel, let us hear the good news, Father God. And so we woke up that you valued us in Jesus, and you have dealt with our past, and you have given us a future in Jesus, Lord, because we were predestined in Jesus from the very beginning. So thank you for this wonderful goodness, Lord, your goodness that permeates our thinking, our words, our attitudes, and our actions, Lord, and so we develop on schedule. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Colossians 1, verse 6 to 10. This is the wonderful message that is being spread everywhere, powerfully changing hearts throughout the earth, just like it has changed you. Every believer of this good news bears the fruit of eternal life, as they experience the reality of God's grace. Our beloved co-worker Epaphras was here from the beginning to thoroughly teach you the astonishing revelation of the gospel, and he serves you faithfully as Christ's representative. He's informed us of the many wonderful ways love is being demonstrated through your lives by the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. Since we heard about you, we've kept you always in our prayers that you would receive the perfect knowledge of God's pleasure over your lives, making you reservoirs of every kind of wisdom and spiritual understanding. We pray that you would walk in the ways of true righteousness, pleasing God in every good thing you do. Then you'll become fruit-bearing branches, yielding to His life, and maturing in the rich experience of knowing God in His fullness.
Hallelujah. It's such a beautiful word and put across so beautifully in the TPT that, yes, we are God's workmanship in Christ Jesus for good works laid out there from us from the beginning. So, you know, wrong things and wrong attitudes, thoughts, attitudes, actions, all come from the evil one. So it's just about looking away to Jesus, drawing from Jesus, and then just staying in tune. So this, it's never supposed to have been a part-time thing. It's been always as meant to be a living union, a living reality that we are conscious of and we flow in. And now that, you know, we're all realizing that, and we're all just abiding in the vine, abiding in Jesus, the realities are coming forth, and God can bring about His wonderful pleasure in our lives, in our family, in our neighborhood, in South Africa, Africa, and the world. It's wonderful. The body is God's idea. His children is His idea. Being His sons led by the Spirit is His idea. And as we submit to it and flow in it, the goodness of God is coming forth. And what is happening, the bride, His body, is then being prepared and being equipped. And then they're able to fill all the dark spaces. And these dark spaces is the people of ignorance that has been deceived by the devil. And there's no more place for them. They have to then bow their knees and wake up to salvation, as we woke up to salvation, woke up to our wonderful God, and to his wonderful thoughts, his wonderful words, and that is now directing us. They need to come there. So it's all about us, the body arising and shining, because as it says here in the last verse here, we are now becoming his fruit-bearing branches, because we know we abide in him and we let his words abide in us, his thoughts, his revelation abide in us. And that's what we think of, that's what we ponder on, and that's what we desire. And then God causes us to bear much fruit. So stay in tune. And thank you for the wonderful, beautiful words that Kim shared here this morning, and that, and then also
Uncle Angus,
Brother Angus and Sister Kim. Hallelujah. Bless you guys. Arise and shine, for your light has come, in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.